Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining us this morning, Vicki Patsold with Camp V, a new one-stop shop, if you will, a veterans resource center in Tyler that's been up and going for just about a year. Lots to talk about this morning. Good morning, Vicki. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. Pleasure to be here.
All right. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Vicki, you are part of the team for Camp V and a spokesperson. I think that's how we'll refer to you during the show today. Camp V is not unfamiliar to the community. There's been a pretty fair amount of news coverage. I know that we had you on the air with a news story not too long ago. And tell us just basically what Camp V is. We kind of did it in thumbnail form, but go into a little more detail if you would.
Well, in thumbnail form, Camp V is an acronym standing for Community Assisting Military Personnel and Veterans. And after I talked to a couple of my fellow volunteers, we discussed it and we realized that deciding what Camp V was a little harder to explain than any of us thought it would be. I mean, it's everything from doing disability paperwork and providing resources for veterans to find jobs. It may even be helping veterans get clothes, personal hygiene items, and just some recreational fun. We do a lot of things. We have a video arcade at Camp V, but we realized that so many aspects of Camp V didn't necessarily involve physical needs. Sometimes maybe a veteran just needs a place that they can go have a cup of coffee and sit back and tell their story to someone with a friendly ear who understands this. It could be solitude that we're giving this person. It could even just basically be a place to make them feel at home.
Okay.
We are not just about you coming in and getting something. You can literally just come and hang out and spend some time there. Whether you're playing Pac-Man or Galaxy, having a cup of coffee, that's what we are.
Okay, Camp V is at 3212 West Front Street, and probably the most convenient landmarks are the Rose Garden Center and West Loop 323. So if you're, let's say you're on Broadway and you're headed towards the Rose Garden Center, you keep driving probably no more than maybe a mile or so.
I'd probably say a mile
and it'll
past
be
the Rose Garden on your left-hand side.
Right, 3212 West Front Street. Phone number is 903-566-1010, and the website is campvtyler.org. This organization, and I remember when it was getting started, you're about to celebrate your first anniversary, and the issue was that veterans have needs that a lot of people are not aware of and that more and more people are becoming aware of, but there's still a lot of work to be done. There have been veteran services in the Tyler, Smith County, East Texas area for a long, long time, but nothing like this. What prompted you and your colleagues to decide that something like this was necessary?
Well, you know, I mean, let's face it, in the military world, we are so used to being sent to this place and sent to this place, but we realize that in East Texas, in this rural, and I hate to say that it's a rural, but I mean, compared to a major metropolitan area like Houston or Dallas, it really is, all of these resources are completely scattered. If we have a veteran that comes in and they're hungry, they need food, well, we've got to send them across town to the food center. And if they need a job, well, we've got to send them across town again to the Texas Workforce Commission. The idea just come around to put all of these services in one location. We have a 20-acre campus. That's what we call it. We call it a campus because we're always learning. And we're going to have all of these services right there in one location. So when a veteran comes to us, because maybe this veteran doesn't have a car either, maybe they had to get somebody to bring them to us, well, then they don't have to drive all over Tyler to find what they need. If they need a job, we're going to be able to send them to an office where we're going to have someone from the Texas Workforce Commission who can help them find a job. And if they're hungry, we're going to be able to send them to another, you know, office or building with somebody that's going to be able to help provide them with food.
Oh, okay.
Just basically taking a lot of the stress of taking care of these veteran needs all at one spot, not all over Tyler.
Mm-hmm. And you say not all over Tyler, but I noticed from your website you cover a number of counties around East Texas, all the way down to, I guess, Cherokee County, Camp County to the north,
correct.
Maybe Harrison County
correct.
To the west.
Even down into,
to the
like,
east, that is, yeah.
Correct. Even down into Henderson, Texas, up and around Longview. I say Tyler because a lot of our resources or places that people have to go are within Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody's down in Henderson, Texas, well, they're going to have to come into Tyler
yeah.
to, you know, get services or resources that we just do, they don't have in Jacksonville.
Or Henderson.
They have,
or,
you're correct.
Or, yeah. Okay, Vicki Patsold with Camp V, a one-stop shop for veterans, about a year old, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and you have a lot at stake in this. You come from a military family, so I guess you sort of have a built-in passion for all this.
Yes, I do. I come from a very long line of military wives. My great-grandmother was a World War I wife. My grandmother was a World War II wife. I'm a military wife. My eldest daughter is now a military wife. So, yes, the military runs deep in my family.
All righty. Your hours, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Correct,
that is,
at this time.
At this time, yeah. And it's an evolving project. I know that we want to make that clear. Also, if you go to the website, you'll be able to get a rundown of some of the different supporters, financial supporters, in-kind supporters, that you have in agencies that you network with. So
yes.
I would say, thus far, it looks like you've been quite successful at lining up team members on this project.
Oh, yes. I mean, I could name off a few. I'm not even certain I could name off all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to try because then somebody might feel like I've left them out.
Yeah, that does happen
and
sometimes.
And I don't want to do that. I want, you said this one, you didn't say me. But yes, we have a lot of supporters, and we have a lot of agencies and individuals and companies who will even frequently call us up wanting to sponsor certain things. Like we have a Thanksgiving dinner that we've got someone who is helping to sponsor that. So we're going to have a grab and go Thanksgiving dinner that you're going to be able to swing by Camp V on November 19th. You can just starting at noon, just pick that up and go. And if you are in need of a Thanksgiving meal, if you're a veteran and in need of a Thanksgiving meal, by all means, call Camp V, get on the list, let us know that you're a veteran. We have an agency who is supporting providing Thanksgiving dinners for veterans, and they will actually be delivered to your home on Thanksgiving Day. Now, these are single plate meals.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't going to feed, you know, an entire family. These are single plate meals. But if you are in need, if you're a veteran and you're in need of a Thanksgiving meal, please call Camp V and get on the list.
All right. Once again, you're located at 3212 West Front Street. That's on West Front between the Rose Garden Center and West Loop 323. Phone number is 903-566-1010. Lots of information on your website as well. That is campvtyler.org. And there's an email contact form on that website as well in case you want to go that route. Talking to Vicki Patsold with Camp V in Tyler, serving the Tyler area, Smith County, and also a number of other counties around East Texas, one-stop shop for veterans. Let's get into some of the nuts and bolts of what you're offering right now. And I see the first thing on the list is disability paperwork help.
Oh, absolutely. We have two gentlemen who are regular volunteers in our office who are absolutely amazing when it comes to disability paperwork. Wayne and Casey are just absolutely fabulous when it comes to that. I myself, my husband was having something in regards to his disability, and I was talking to Wayne about it, and he goes, oh no, Vicki, you need to use this form. So he gave me the form, and so I had exactly what I needed. We are not a government organization. We are a private organization.
Nonprofit organization.
Correct.
Yeah.
We are a nonprofit private organization. So we're not bound by a lot of the government regulations. We can physically help you fill out that paperwork. We don't just hand it to you and go, figure it out yourself.
Right.
We can physically walk you through, help you fill that paperwork out, make sure you have the correct forms, and help you submit it.
Mm-hmm. I want to get into counseling pretty heavily here, if we can, because I know just from my work in radio and my volunteer work around the community, veterans issues have become a lot more of, and I think we mentioned this earlier in the show, they've come more to the forefront. There's more awareness of them now. We still have a long way to go with that, but veterans have a lot of issues: homelessness, substance abuse, addiction, mental health issues. You know, you have the whole PTSD thing and other mental health issues that veterans are facing, and I guess counseling covers all that and maybe even more.
Yes. So one thing I want to start with is, and I know I've gone through this with my own husband, and he doesn't know I'm saying this, so I may hear about it later. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of problem that we have in regards to our veterans, those coming back from Iraq and so forth, they in their mind, if they don't have a physical injury, they can't possibly have PTSD.
Uh-huh.
I dealt with this. And but yes, our counselor, Bonnie, is great. She does a lot of counseling right there on Camp V. But yes, I think the military population, especially when they get out, we often kind of talk about when you leave the military, you're kind of put out to pasture.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it's the truth. You know, you're basically just put out to pasture, and that's a hard pill to swallow. When you've spent 20 plus years in the military with a certain structure of how everything works, and you go to the civilian world, as we like to jokingly refer to it, the first civilian division, first Civ Div, I think a lot of military people just feel lost.
Right.
They just feel lost because they're not putting on those camis every morning.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to the green building and dealing with the other people in the green suits. So it's a hard transition. And I think that that's my opinion on the situation.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens when a lot of people leave the military. They're just lost because the military is not adequately equipping our veterans to go back to the civilian population.
Mm-hmm. And Camp V is, among many other things, all about helping out with that, providing volunteers who can take care of that counseling. So, and just,
correct,
again, one of many things that you do. We're talking to Vicki Patsold with Camp V in Tyler, a one-stop shop for veterans. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. 3212 West Front Street is the address. Phone number is 903-566-1010. CampVTyler.org is the website, and the hours 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Moving along with some of the things you're offering right now, help with finding a job. I know that can be really tough for veterans as well.
Absolutely, because again, you're not exactly completely equipped with joining the civilian world. I mean, you didn't fill out a resume or really fill out an application when you joined the military, and that is a tough world. I mean, think about it. Resumes are ever changing, and this employer wants this thing. So yes, there are people within the organization that we can refer you to who will help kind of guide you through. Texas Workforce Commission actually does have a resume writing class,
mm-hmm,
that apparently is virtual. It's on the Texas Workforce Commission website.
Right.
to help with that as well. And Todd Clifton, who is the veterans specialist, referral specialist, is really great in helping veterans find a job in a various fields, depending on what you're looking for.
Okay, clothing, immediate personal hygiene items. You're busy with that as well, I'm sure.
Correct, yes. We keep what I call toiletry bags there on campus. So if you're needing these items, you know, you're homeless, you're just having, we have those items there. We do have some clothing. So if you're looking, you know, you're looking for clothes, we do have some clothes there on campus as well.
Okay.
We always looking for donations for items as well.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in just a little while. You do have volunteer and donation opportunities, and we'll talk about that a little later
yes.
in the show. We want to let folks know how they can get involved. Computer access, that's always very important, too.
Yes, absolutely. So we have one desktop computer and two laptop computers. So if you are needing access to a computer to apply for a job, because so many jobs tell you apply online, again, if you are a veteran dependent, you are more than welcome to come to Camp V and use these computers to access Texas Workforce Commission or any jobs website to apply for jobs or look for other resources that maybe is a need for you.
Yeah. Okay. Vicki Patzold, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Vicki with Camp V, One Stop Veterans Shop in Tyler, serving a wide swath, if you will, of East Texas. Services you're going to have in the future. And of course, you're an evolving organization. You've only been in business for about a year. A little bit later on, we're going to talk about a couple of events we have you have coming up in the coming week. And one of them is a Veterans Day celebration. The other one is an open house where people can learn more about what you do. But services you have in the future, animals have become so much an important part of helping people recover from different types of ailments, and you're going to be starting equine therapy, I understand.
That's a few years down the road, but that is one of our goals, is to have equine therapy. As the campus gets completed, because we're on a 7 to 10 year plan for some of these items to come into play, we're actually going to have like a hiking trail. You're going to be able to ride the horses right there on campus and work with these horses. I mean, like I said, yes, a lot of people find that working with animals is very therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And that is, yes, one of the things that will be coming to Camp V, hopefully, like I said, in the next several years.
You bet. Training for service dogs also on the way?
Yes, we have a organization that we've been working very closely with that does animal training for service dogs, whether it be maybe it's a dog that you have that needs to be trained for a service animal, or maybe you need one, who they do a lot of ducks that they do all of that. They themselves are a nonprofit organization as well that does this.
Oh, okay. How about an auto hobby shop? That sounds interesting.
Yes. Think about it. We're talking with veterans, so I think many of them are very familiar with the term auto hobby shop, because in the military, you were not allowed to do certain things in military housing, so you took your vehicle to the auto hobby shop to change your oil, do any type of maintenance. And that was basically the thought behind having the auto hobby shop. We realized that we may have veterans who cannot change their oil at their homes. Maybe their HOA doesn't allow it, or maybe they live in an apartment and they're not able to do it. They're going to be able to come to Camp V and change their oil, do repairs and stuff like that on their vehicles at our campus.
Okay, I want to run through these next few a little bit more quickly, because we do want to get to some of the big events that
yes.
you have coming up in the next few days. There's going to be a gym. There's going to be transitional housing for homeless veterans. You'll have a chapel and a meditation garden and an open area for events.
Yes, we have a lot of events that take place at other locations right now. Like, for example, our Veterans Day event will be taking place away from Camp V, We want to have a place right there on Camp V where all of these things can take place. Again, keeping everybody in one location and not having to drive everywhere.
All right. Vicki Patsold with Camp V and Tyler, Veterans One-Stop Shop, our guest this morning on In Focus. Camp V is located at 3212 West Front Street in Tyler. Phone number is 903-566-1010. Website is campvtyler.org, and the hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Let's get into some of the special events coming up. This show was timed rather deliberately because Veterans Day is just a few days away, and you do, as you mentioned a moment ago, you have a very special Veterans Day event coming up at the American Freedom Museum on the campus of Brook Hill School in Bullard, and that is going to be on Veterans Day, November 11th. What can people look forward to at that event?
Oh, well, we're going to have a lot of our military sources out there. I know the Marines are going to be there. The Army is going to be there. Not certain about the Navy or the Air Force, but I do know the Marines and the Army will be there. We will be just plain and simple celebrating our veterans. I mean, like I said, it's a Veterans Day celebration. The ceremony should take place between 10 and 11, and 11 till, 12, you'll have the opportunity to walk around and check out the brand new Iraq and Afghanistan Memorial that just recently opened at the American Freedom Museum on the Brook Hill campus.
Yeah, and that, of course, open to the public.
Yes, and absolutely.
Definitely encouraging people to come out for all of that activity. You'll barely get a chance to catch your breath. 3 days later, on November 14th, you're hosting an open house for Camp V, celebrating your one-year anniversary. And I know that you've been getting a pretty fair amount of business so far, but I know that you still, there are a lot of people out there that don't seem to be aware of your services and aren't making use of them. And it seems like this will be a good opportunity for you to create awareness, get more people involved with Camp V.
Yes, absolutely. So our open house will be on the 14th between 10 and 2. We're going to have some music. We're going to have some activities and various different things. But by all means, everyone is welcome to come out, check out the campus and see what we have, see where we've come from and where we're heading. It's just, I'm excited. Like I said, the organization came into my world right before COVID hit. So it's been a great even resource just for myself.
All righty. And is that pretty much an all-day thing? What's the time frame on that?
10 to 2.
10
a.m. to 2 p.m. However, also starting at 11:30, if you are a veteran and you love to ride motorcycles, there we'll be having our kickstands upright on that day, too.
Ooh.
So the veterans will be leaving out about 11:30, heading off on a ride. I don't remember where they're going to this time, but by all means, come in, check out the open house from 10 to 11:30, and 11:30, jump with the rest of the guys, and there's women too.
Oh, okay.
But join the veterans and take that motorcycle ride for a couple of hours.
Yeah, okay, just to sum up, November 11th, Special Veterans Day celebration at the Brook Hill campus in Bullard at the American Freedom Museum. And then on November 14th, just 3 days after that, hosting an open house for Camp V. The public is invited and encouraged to come on out, and especially veterans and their families. Again, I know you really want to get the word out to more people who have these services available to them and may not even know it yet.
Absolutely, because we say we're a veterans organization, but we are not veteran specific. Maybe you're veteran dependent. Like I said, I myself am a wife, and I'm there. I'm able to come and participate in the things. But at the same time, the community is definitely invited. That's the first C in camp. Can't be community. So by all means, the community is more than welcome to come out and interact with our veterans. Maybe you've never had an opportunity to really get to talk to a veteran and understand, where they're coming from. By all means, yes, definitely. Okay. Community, everyone is invited.
Yeah, you made a mention a moment ago, the first C in Camp V. I don't know if we talked about what Camp V stands for.
Yes, I think it was the first thing we said, but yes.
Well, I have a short memory. Let's just do it again.
But but Camp V stands for Community Assisting Military Personnel and Veterans.
All righty. Doesn't hurt to have a little bit of a refresher course for your genial host, who doesn't always remember things as well as he should. But thank you very much, Vicki. Vicki Patzold is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and we're talking about Camp V, a one-stop shop for veterans. All kinds of different services offered there and more on the way. It's at 3212 West Front Street. Near the Rose Garden Center, and the website is campvtyler.org. You can give them a call at 903-566-1010, or you can drop by, and anybody can. People can just come on by and visit if they like.
Absolutely.
Veterans and others.
Absolutely. By all means, we've always got a pot of coffee on. It's a military organization. There's coffee.
All righty. Kind of like radio.
It might be black, but yeah. There's coffee.
9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Okay, we talked about the Veterans Day event in the open house. You have some fun things to do that are ongoing. Things like what you call Rally Point Wednesday, bowling with vets, the ongoing Pac-Man tourney.
Oh, yes. So on every Wednesday, except for the 11th, because we'll be at our Veterans Day celebration, from 10 to 11, we have a Rally Point Wednesday, which is a bagel and coffee get-together. By all means, come on out. Have some bagels, have some coffee, and just enjoy your veterans. At the same time, we generally have some guest speakers who will come in and speak with us as well.
Okay.
We also do bowling with vets. Like I said, that's twice a month right now. You do need to call an RSVP, so we have numbers for that. And our ongoing Pac-Man tournament, we've got a Pac-Man machine.
Wow.
At our rec center. Come in, play. What we're going to do is we're going to document your score. And the highest score will eventually win a prize. We're going to just keep this going. We're not going to it's just this week.
Uh-huh.
Because we realize people have things to do. So just come in when you can, and when we feel we've got enough numbers, then we'll do a winner.
Okay, that's interesting. You know, I think of Pac-Man as something from the 1980s. Newsflash, it's still around, and a lot of people are still having fun with it. So, ongoing Pac-Man tourney. Rally Point Wednesday, what are the hours for that?
It's 10 to 11 a.m. on Wednesdays.
Okay, and then you have Bowling with Vets and the ongoing Pac-Man tourney. And again, people can come by, take advantage of the many services you offer. Down the road, you're going to be offering more services, or they can just hang out and enjoy the company. And for some of them, that's going to be more important than anything. The other thing I wanted to talk about before we kind of start wrapping up the show, we have a women's center coming in spring 2021.
Yes, we just recently started the renovations on our women's center because female veterans, because contrary to popular belief, there are women in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Not every woman is a military wife. So we're going to have services that are very specific to female veterans.
All right.
So, yes, we're looking forward to it. Like I said, we just started the renovation, so it's really kind of hard to give exact,
right,
you know, details and stuff like that, because it's an ongoing process at this moment.
Okay. As we get ready to wrap up the show, always want to talk about donation opportunities. There is a donation button on your website, I believe, and you are a nonprofit organization.
That is
so
correct.
So that's important to keep in mind.
That is definitely correct. But maybe you have some clothes, but yeah, obviously we're never going to turn away cash. We're never going to turn away cash donations or, you know, credit card donations. But at the same time, maybe you have some clothes that need to be donated, or have some food that you would like to donate, because we do. We have veterans who come in and are always looking for those items. So, yes, we are open to those donations as well.
Quickly, volunteer opportunities. I guess if any of this interests you and you want to volunteer, you just need to get in touch and see how Camp V can put you to work.
You will have to fill out an application, and there is a background check because we are working with veterans. We have security measures, privacy matters that have to be attended to. So, yes, you will have to pass a background check, but we are always open for more volunteers.
Okay. Vicki Patzold of Camp V in Tyler, a one-stop shop for veterans and ever-evolving, has been our guest this morning on In Focus. Camp V at 3212 West Front Street, phone number 903-566-1010, and the website is campvtyler.org. Vicki, it's been a pleasure and very educational, certainly for me, and I believe for our listeners as well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I am absolutely pleased to be here.
You bet. Vicki Batzold with Camp V, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.